To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 7th of October, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that's going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, iPad users. Actually, I'm just going to focus on the older iPad users and the ones that need a cell network. Things might just get a little bit more complicated for you. At least looking at the story that was over there at Mac Rumors, seems that Apple has stopped activations for the Apple SIM in certain iPads. Now, you might remember, in these older iPads, Apple included a conventional SIM. This was with the earlier versions of, say, the iPad Air 2 and even the iPad Mini 3, plus the original 12.9-inch iPad Pro. However, though, iPads released from the fall of 2018 and onward, they supported eSIMs, which is pretty much the way Apple's going now anyways, even with the phones. So what do you do now if you're still a SIMmer? Well, if you're affected, you'll have to either contact your carrier and actually obtain a SIM card. The good thing, though, is if you have cell service already, chances are you're not going to be affected. So if you plan on getting an older iPad that's needing cellular data, be prepared to do a little extra legwork on your own. Have you got photos, videos, and GIFs, and you say, I don't want to send out one tweet at a time? Well, no, you don't have to. Yay. That's because Twitter's rolling out this new feature on both Android and iOS that will actually let you combine text, photos, videos, and GIFs in one single tweet. Now, as we all know previously, you can only share one piece of media per tweet. But there are people out there that I just need a lot of media overload. Well, overload you can now do. And to do it, all you need to do is tap the photo icon in the tweet composer and add the media of your choice. The content you add will show up side by side, or you can actually have it in a grid-like format as well. However, though, it's not completely unlimited to how much media you can add to a single tweet. Most people right now can only do up to 4 pieces. And also, if you're off-platform, meaning you're using like a third-party Twitter app, chances are all the extra multimedia won't be seen, as it's only going to be available in the official Twitter app. And finally, bring on the ads. What the hell? Well, Instagram apparently says, sure, cool, we can do that. I know, we seem to be having this conversation every week about more ads on Instagram, but why not? If there's space, we're going to stick one there. At least that seems to be how Meta's thinking now. Which is kind of strange. They've been having a lot of backlash on the platform with all the extra ads they have jammed in there. Apparently, they didn't jam enough. So, what does this mean? Well, get ready for more ads when you're scrolling through feeds on the Explorer page. And get ready for this, ads on the Explorer homepage as well. Between the other things that are on your Explorer page, you're going to be seeing little ads through there. Isn't that nice? Oh, but we're not done yet. No. If you act right now and go to your profile, look, there's more ads. Yep, that's right. Your profile is no longer safe from ads. Instagram is actually currently testing ads in the stream of photos on your profile. So as you're scrolling through yours or even somebody else's, you might see their photos and next to them, you might see an ad. Now, of course, this is all because Facebook / Meta's revenue has been kind of... It's actually for the first time last quarter that that actually happened. Meaning Meta / Instagram / Facebook, they're looking for a lot more ways to make money. And apparently it's going to be at your inconvenience. So if the revenue is still down the next time they do their report earnings, Meta, you might want to rethink this whole, if there's a space, put an ad there, philosophy. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We'd also love your support, too, to keep the new show going. If you love what we do here and can support us, we really could use your help. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month. You can help the new show stay on the air. Don't forget to give us a like over there on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a great Friday. Have an excellent weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.